Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Mr. Banda, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama. How are you?
Very well, thank you, sir. Are you well?
I'm well, and God is blessing.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Great to hear that. Great to hear that indeed. Well, we're going to be talking about the online lesson, versus in-person learning. It's going to be one of those very interesting discussions, I hope. And, you know, many may believe with the changes in the way students are being taught that there is one medium of teaching that is better than the other. Now, as technology has developed, we've been able to connect with people all over the world through apps like WhatsApp, FaceTime, Zoom, WeChat, etc. Needless to say, education has also evolved to connect students and instructors in virtual classroom. Please do share with us the pros and cons of online learning, as well as the pros and cons of in-person learning.
Thank you, Brother Zama, and greetings to all the listeners. Thank you for having me today. I would like to speak to online learning, and as you rightly put it, the world has evolved, the way we communicate, the way we instruct our learners has changed, and as it is, even in the way that we conduct religious meetings has changed. So I would like to highlight 3 to 4 pros or advantages of online learning. As you know, the focus is learning. And on learning, we want to ensure that we communicate the information that we have planned to communicate, skills, values, and knowledge. So some of the advantages of this advent of technology in online education or learning itself is efficiency. When you have online learning, you as a teacher or as learners, you save time in that you do not have to have anybody physically write anything on the board for you to see the notes or the information or any diagram or any presentation that any instructor is going to use. So it's very efficient and time-saving. Mm. So with online learning as a teacher, as an educator, you find that you have this platform that is very efficient for you to deliver lessons to different students. And on the other hand, students can attend the classes from any location. They don't have to physically come in. So it's very efficient and time effective and cost effective. Number two, I'll speak to it being affordable. Mm-hmm. Yes, because the cost that you incur for a physical class, you are talking about transport, so preparedness. You have to maybe think about what you're going to wear. But in this case, you find that it brings about, in other ways, I'll simply say it brings about education to all. If we're talking about access to education, it provides that advantage where everyone can access this information at the same time. So everybody is able to get some information. So it's affordable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
When it comes to the costs of, for example, I remember when I went to university, I didn't have a room, but I was a student at university.
Yeah.
But with online education, I may not have a room, but I can use the different platforms that any institution is using to access the classes that I'm having. The other one was an advantage is also the fact that you can go back to the lesson. As you know, for example, in Teams, you can record a lesson. Mm. So anybody who could have missed a lesson due to health or anything that was out of the control are able to catch up on the notes. On the other hand, if a physical class, once you miss it,
it's gone.
It's gone. Mm. And you have to maybe feed on other people's notes and all their errors that they could have picked or misconceptions that they could have picked. So you find that it is very user-friendly in that you can fall back and rewatch or hear an audio of the lesson itself. Mm-hmm. Those are the major advantages. Others might include it being diverse. Okay. Why it provides learners of different learning styles to be attended to. You know, we learn differently. So it's diverse and inclusive in that even those that are disabled can easily attend to those lessons. I've seen lessons where they've now included sign language interpreters, which is very good. So it's all inclusive. Wow. And like on one-to-one. Now, if I may speak to the disadvantages.
Right.
The disadvantages, Brother Zama, and this is a reality, you will find that in an online class, you are not able to tell the emotional stability of all your learners.
True.
So you find that if I were to compare to a physical class, in a physical class, I'm a teacher, I'm able to tell that Zama today looks down, and I should be able to say, Zama, you haven't spoken much today. Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that provides a platform for Zama to maybe share his emotional side, and through that you can save learners from suicide or any misfortunes.
Mm-hmm.
So those are don't have the direct connection.
Mm-hmm.
So the human relation factor is gone.
Mm-hmm.
It is not there. The other disadvantage also could be access. You know, sometimes we're talking about access to all, but if I think about learners who are in rural areas, you find that this might be difficult for them to access Wi-Fi or any gadgets that will help them to access these lessons. The other one could be lack of discipline, you know. First-to-face interactions, learners or students pay particular attention and there are less distractions. But with online education, there are distractions. And this just brings me, you know, the other good thing about online education, you can fact check, you know, you can check the facts that your lecturer is presenting. So it enhances your ICT skills and also I think makes learning fun. Coming back to the disadvantages, like I mentioned, there's an issue of accessibility to some of the learners depending on the social strata where they are. Also, it doesn't provide both teachers and students to have feedback, immediate feedback in the session.
That's true.
It's one stream. You may not ask questions depending on most of the online lessons I've seen. Not everyone would have a privilege to ask questions. It's a one-way stream. You listen to the person present, and that's it, because he has to move into another class. So they are one-way street. And because of that, you find that there's no room for bouncing ideas between the learners and the lecturer or the teacher. So it inhibits certain higher order thinking skills, in that as human beings, we need to question the ideas, the theories. So with online lessons or learning, you may not have that privilege. On the other end, you'll find that with online learning, sometimes it would be hard to know who's cheating or who is paying attention in the lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you don't have control of your learner's attention towards the information that is being presented. So those are an issue. The other one I should mention is, though I know examining bodies are putting this, how do you quality assurance in an online lesson? So you find that sometimes they are too quick in certain faculties where you have class back to back. From this class, you move to another one. You don't really have time to quality assure whatever the lecturer or whatever the teacher is saying. For me, I would speak to the fact that one of the things that is important, like I mentioned, point number one, the emotional factor of our learners. With online learning, you are on your own. And no one is going to care whether you are sad, whether you are happy, whether you are drunk, whether you have a hangover. The social aspect is killed, but it is what it is. One of the good things, I won't dwell on the bad things, is that, Brother Zama, you can be in studio on set and you can also be online. You can have a lecture, your lecturer who's in the UK, and that's the beauty about it.
Yeah.
So it for me it has greater advantages, and it is something that we need to embrace, because even when I'm thinking about spreading of the gospel, I'm thinking, look, we have platforms that we can put in content, and it can reach people far and wide. That's my 2 cents on this matter.
Beautiful. I've got a comment coming on the line, my brother. It says, good afternoon, Mhlekazi. Online learning is not interesting because it offers no physical connection between the teacher and the learner. Learners sometimes need individualized attention, and this can motivate them. The eye-to-eye contact between the teacher and the learner builds confidence and trust. Thus, I am in for physical classrooms. Be blessed. That's the comment coming from my brother Emmanuel, but there all the way from Ghana. What would you say is better than the other? Is one necessarily better than the other? I mean, I'm hopping on the comment there from Emmanuel. Hello, my brother. Ooh, Andrew. Brother Andrew, are you here?
That's the reality. Hello.
Okay, yeah, we didn't
Hello.
hear you there. So what's your response there?
I was saying I won't fall into that trap. What I would say, Brother Zama, is they complement each other. He a little, they a little. And I agree with Brother Emmanuel. You know, one of the things, and this has been proven, the current generation, we find that most of the learners, especially post-COVID, because we went full time into online learning, and statistics are beginning to show that the attention span of our children has drastically decreased. We have a lot of attention deficit disorders because our students now are more of emotionally detached from other people, because school is online. They play video games online. Back in the days, would go and play. You have to get up and go to the other friend's place to go and play a video game. So social skills are enhanced. But right now, Brother Zama, you find that school is online, and children can also play video games online, and they can talk to each other. So I agree with my brother there, and that physical has a greater advantage in improving social skills. We become human. We know what emotions are. We have emotional intelligence by interacting. Those are the vital skills that you have. Which one is better? I'll simply say, of course, the traditional way is physical, but that does not mean we should not promote or we should not use the online lessons. So, do you want me to vote? I'm not going to vote, Brother Zama. Because I'm an educator, and I'm telling you, after this, I'm having a class. I have online classes with some students from the UK. So I cannot say this is the best, but I will tell you, one of the things that is important, it's the same thing, Brother Zama. Which one is better? Worshipping online or going to the physical church, the presence, you know? There's that fellowship that you get.
Yeah,
So
true.
we still need the human connection, because that makes us empathetic, that makes us know how the world works, that makes us not be selfish. So it's very important, and I agree with my brother that physical learning is 100% important. So we should be able to complement each other, physical and online. And trust me, the older you grow, you start to tend to fall towards online
Now there's a
learning.
question there coming from Tapelo online. He says, with the increase of technological touch points that most young people have, is there still a need for a physical contact? He says, I feel like
Yes.
most people are comfortable with technology.
Yes. Most people are comfortable, and we've sailed, by the way, we've sailed. We're in the boat. We're in the era of online learning. You can even present or defend your thesis or your PhD, whatever. But trust me, God made us social beings.
True.
And that is why, if you're a parent, imagine if your child learns online, they play online. Trust me, you're going to have a dysfunctional kid. And that's why we'll promote, in one or the other, if your world is all online, still make time for family inter. We just need the human interaction. And that is the advantage that physical classes would have over the online classes with regards to children And I hope we said it's different from adults.
Mm.
But when we're looking at children in the space where I am, we always want to encourage interaction. Even kids that are homeschooled, you find that the activities that they can engage, maybe picnics, because you want them to also to relate with the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Online learning, my brother is, I can have 6 tabs on my PC. And so my attention, I don't get to pay attention. We might call it multitasking, but sometimes multitasking is just loss of, in some learners, loss of discipline mm-hmm. and staying focused on a task.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you will find the attention span is drastically decreasing. So is it important for physical classes? Yes, it is. And we need to find a balance, especially looking at the different age groups. That's
yeah,
my take.
Yeah, but beautiful. I'm actually in for, a balance, the hybrid, model, as it were, where you would have a physical class, but in that class, you also provide for people who are not physically in the class. So, for instance, you're going to be having classes with a group in the UK. You would then have a group in your class while you are actually putting it out there, so that as you are teaching this group, there's another group that is also learning elsewhere, not in the class. But do you think that is actually practical?
Yes, it is. And I think universities have successfully done that, where you could have a lecture with maybe a lecture at University of Minnesota in a physical class, and using the modern technology, students in South Africa can come and sit in and have that lecture attend. It's very possible. And that's the way to go, because, listen, we don't have to wait for you to go physically.
True.
It's the same class. The only difference is you're not physically in that room, but you're still retaining information.
Mm-hmm.
But be it as it may, you'll find that there are certain courses, especially for those at tertiary education, where even if you want to do your master's, they'll tell you this one is you cannot do it online.
Yep.
You know, it's like, can you do medicine online? You will cure all your patients, you know? So there's room for us to balance. And that's my take. Let's balance so that even the child in Africa could have a well understanding of how to manipulate technology. And maybe they could also see opportunities of how they can create technological apps or software that could enhance our education experience with our different situations that we have even in our continent.
Beautiful.
That would be my take. Yeah.
Lovely. Last one before I let you go. Do you think that online learning and a distant learning could be somewhat similar, or is it completely different worlds?
Online and distance learning?
Yeah.
So with distance learning, it comes in different forms. It's more like self-study. Sometimes you receive, at university, you receive
material,
what we call modules that you study. Then you have an online test and you're graded, and just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've seen others where, actually in my skill of teaching, where you do modules. And maybe for a month or so, you go into physical classes. You have some classes, what they call residence.
Yeah,
then you write. So it's the concept is learning away from the actual physical learning environment.
Mm-hmm.
That's the concept. But in the way that it is delivered, there will be variations. But I would say it's in the same. If it was a department, it would be in the same department, because they're looking at distance and open learning education.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. But the ICT or the online learning, this is the new era we are in.
I see.
And I know that maybe for the older generations, it's not something that you might not really catch up with. But it is what it is. The current generations are happy. The kids are just happy. The people that don't like to be in crowds, so it works for them.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it falls under the same umbrella, but the dynamics are different.
Beautiful. Well, my brother, I do want to thank you so much there for joining us and having this conversation. Very interesting conversation. And those who are at home and looking at different ways of engaging in learning, you may want to consider one or the other. And I say, well, if we can do hybrid, perhaps let's go for hybrid. Thank you so much to you, Brother Banda.
Thank you, Brother Zama. And remember, my closing remarks is education is a superpower. Good day.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.